Blog Talk Radio.
You hear it. Into the streets. This is it. Good evening, America. I'm back. Yes. It is back. The program that has become a legend is back to be another voice for the youth again. 7 years ago, I stepped away from it to speak out on the issues that affected our community. I even ran for office, while at the same time to take care of my mother, Sister Linda, who is still in the biggest fight of her life with lymphoma. And I even worked with the political leaders. And also, and as you may have guessed, I went to college to fulfill the unfinished business of becoming a journalist. And now, at last, I did not realize that my voice was going to be needed again at a moment in our history, in the world, and the history of our country. And that moment has finally come again. I'd like to welcome you back to the return of Youth Worldview USA. Tonight's episode is America United, and as you know, we are facing a bigger situation right now than we've ever faced before, and that is a disease called COVID-19 coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, which according to the Johns Hopkins Data Center has infected, according to today's count, if you are wondering, which I know you didn't want to hear it, but that's the big story around the world today. Give me a moment here so we can get the data up. I can tell you, though, in nationwide, so far, 16,000 have recovered, but worldwide, over 1.2 million worldwide have been infected. 1.2 million have been infected, and so far over 69,000 have died in the world today. But we did see something remarkable today in upstate New York. We saw a drop in the statistics a little bit, which is a good sign that the stay-at-home orders are being taken seriously, and as well as the social distancing. But I'd like to know from you what you're doing in the time of COVID-19, if you're not at school, if you're not at college or anything. Also, we want to hear from the adults. We also want to hear from leaders what they need. So the phone lines are open right now at 516-666-8286. Again, the number is 516-866-8286. Again, this is Youth Worldview USA. I'm Christopher Gagliardi. It is a great pleasure to be back with you on the air right now at this moment in our history. Again, it is 516-666-8286. We hope to talk to you directly live via the phone call, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, and we do have this bulletin just into our newsroom, in case you are wondering. UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, speaking of the coronavirus, has been rushed to the hospital with the symptoms of COVID-19. We are still trying to get more details as it unfolds.
This challenge, this health crisis,
Governor Murphy, by the way, is talking with Wolf Blitzer on CNN right now. But I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you how you're dealing it. Again, 516-666-8286 is the number to call. If you are wondering, this is a good sign, by the way. In case you're wondering, a lot of New Jerseyans in our state, we've had test results come out that over 44,000 have been deemed as negative. So if you are wondering what's going on, we also are checking out the statistics here from the IHME that the peak is expected, according to them, April 8th. So you got time to get ready to hunker down. But I'd like to know what you're doing to help the first responders as well. While we're on the air, we got 24 minutes to talk. So, again, 516-666-8286 is the number. Now, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you directly live on the air. And we want to hear from you how you're dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. This is America United. This is Youth Worldview USA. I'm Christopher Gagliardi. And we want to hear from you. I know it's – let me tell you a little bit more about what I've been doing. I've been really becoming a journalist, and we are – and I've already had a series called The Autistic American, and it's extraordinary. It was it actually, because of the hard work of the people at the college I go to school with, we did get a great award, which is wonderful, and I think a lot of us, and we want to hear from you. Again, the number is 516-666-8286, which is the number to talk to us live about how you're dealing with the COVID-19 crisis, even from the local perspective. We want to hear from you. We got some time. We got about 20 minutes left to go on the phones, and the line is open. And we know a lot of you are terrified and scared about your place in this world right now with what's going on. I also, again, want to tell you that a lot of people, a lot of situation has been really serious. Like I said, the Autistic American was a big hit this year in the Bergen Torch. And we are I'm going to be doing that again next semester. And not only that, but it's extraordinary what we're dealing with here in this day and age, the COVID-19 crisis. They had to move us out of the college for the time being to be used as a testing facility. But you know what? I'm really proud of Bergen community, and they're doing a fantastic job helping us in this very important moment. And also, I figured you would want to hear this as well. I just also was on the American Portrait PBS page. If you're looking to see some of the stuff for American Portrait, go to pbs.org/ or look up American Portrait. They had something about autism on there. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what you're feeling, what you're thinking right now, what your thoughts are. We want to know what you are dealing with here, how you're helping out. I also want to hear from the first responders, the nurses, the doctors, everybody who is doing their part in this crisis that we are facing right now. Again, the number is 516-666-8286. We'll be back in just a moment, and we hope to hear from you on Youth Worldview USA, the return of this the most important show in our nation and the world. This is Maria Takeuchi with Plastic Love. And welcome back, everybody, to Youth Worldview USA, the return of Youth Worldview USA. 516-666-8286 is the number to call in to tell us your thoughts, your feelings on the COVID-19 crisis, and how are you dealing with it locally or nationally? The phone lines are open, and I'm just talking in the air, but I know there are people out there right now who are very much nervous and are afraid and are scared, but don't be scared. We are back on the air. We'd like to talk to you directly. We know that you're out there. We know that you need a voice to talk to and tell everybody what's been happening. The first responders, I'd like to hear from you as well. Call in 516-666-8286. Again, the number 516-666-8286. We have 15 minutes on the air left in the return of the program that we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you directly live. We want to hear from you how are you dealing with it? How are you supporting the first responders? How are you helping the doctors, the nurses, anybody who's in the front lines right now regarding the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus? We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you right here and right now. And how are you dealing with the stay-at-home orders of your state and so forth? How are you trying to keep your emotions in check during this coronavirus crisis that is going on right now? Again, a number is 516-666-8286. That's the number to call in right now, folks. That's the number, 516-666-286. 516-666-8286 is the number to call in. We want to hear from you live directly on the air. And we want to know what you're thinking right now, what you're feeling. We got 14 minutes left in the program, and we want to hear from you. Let me give you a little bit of perspective of what I've been feeling. My poor mother, she lost a lot of good friends from this. One of them was from Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck. Jesus was a guy who was responsible for the transportation coordinator of the Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, and he was a very sweet man. You know, when he won the 50-50, he didn't hold on to the money. He shared it with his colleagues, which everybody thought of him as the most generous, kindest man you'll ever know. That's a face to the coronavirus crisis. And again, we have 13 minutes left. 516-666-8286 is the number to call in. We want to hear from you. The switchboard is open. And I don't think I'm going to hear from anybody, but who knows? Who knows, though? We've been promoting this for weeks for everybody to come back and join us. So we want to hear from you again. 516-666-8286. If you get a chance, call in. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from the first responders, the nurses, the doctors, anyone, including the journalists who are covering this. That includes all of you out there. I want to hear you. I want to hear from you right now. The switchboard is open. The switchboard is open to talk to people right here, right now. The Youth Worldview line is open. We want to hear from you. Come on, people, call in right now. 516-666-8286. We have less than 13 minutes of air left on the air of this program, and we want to talk to you directly. So we want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on, what's your emotions, what are you seeing, what's it like. I also want to hear from any of you who were in school until that incident where everybody was ordered to stay at home in a state of emergency. I'd like to get to know what's your thoughts, your feelings at this moment. Again, the number, 516-666-8286. Again, 516-666-8286 is the number to call in. So ever since that emergency, and the stay at home, I rarely go out. I rarely go out these days, and I don't go out that much myself. So I'm trying to make sure that I keep my mother protected as well as me. And we want to hear from you. It's a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a lot of things that are happening in the world that I would love to do again and be out again once this crisis ends. But I'd like to know what your thoughts are, too, and that is, what will you do after the crisis is over? And what will you do when you are told that the stay-at-home order is lifted? Call in, too. 516-666-8286 is the number. Again, that number is 516-666-8286. The switchboard is open. The switchboard is open. And the switchboard is open right now. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on. The switchboard's open. I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I haven't seen any callers on my list here, but we hope that you'll get a chance to talk to us directly. It's kind of lonesome here at the studio right now, but we're going to do everything we can to give you all the information you need. Again, the bulletin that just came out of the woodwork is that Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, has been rushed to the hospital. At this moment, and we also saw a 4-year-old tiger also tested positive for coronavirus, which is kind of unusual for this day and age. But you never know what kind of stuff it is. We have less than 9 minutes. Come on, people. The lines are open. We want to hear from you. 516-666-8286 is the number to call in. And it is good to be back home on the program. And we do not know how long this nightmare is going to continue, but we hope it will not continue forever. So if you do get this chance, call in before the program runs out, which will be at 6:30. I should tell you that next week we will have another program at the same time at 6 o'clock. The Youth Worldview USA America United, once again, will be on the air, and we will be back to talk more about the events, even the impact financially of the coronavirus, which is going on right now. But I would like to hear from you. 516-666-8286 is the number to call in. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you now. The switchboard is open. We know a lot of you are busy with your lives or whatever. It's kind of serious, people, but we want to hear all of you. We want to hear all of you. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're up to, what's going on. And the switchboard is open. 516-666-8286 is the number to call in. So if you get this chance, call in. We also want to tell you right now that, again, there's a lot of people. And by the way, 14 states have not yet issued the stay-at-home order, which is really ridiculous, I'm told. 14 states. Can you imagine 14 states not doing a stay-at-home order, and as well as the religious exemption? Nothing should be done. Nothing should be done. I think of it, this is absolutely insane. People should not be gathering at a time when we need to stay at home and curb this situation. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, too. It's 516-666-8286. We have less than 7 minutes left on the air. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want your thoughts. We want to hear what you have to say. So if you get this message, if you get a chance, talk. Let's talk. Let's just talk. Let's just talk, my friends. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. What are you doing to keep your minds occupied during this time period? We're living in the most uniquest of times, friends. And again, next week, 6 o'clock at this time, we will continue this program, Youth Worldview USA, America United. We will continue to talk about this issue, the coronavirus, COVID-19, and we want to hear from you about what's going on. Hopefully, Sister Linda will be back on the air with us next week, hopefully if she feels up to it. But I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of you for your support over the past 7 years because of this incredible, incredible situation that we've been put in. And I know it's very difficult to be able to do the show under these circumstances. Speaking of shows, the Queen actually gave an address this past Sunday, just earlier tonight in the UK, thanking the staff of the British healthcare and asking Britons to be resolute in staying home to help in some fashion. According to the Daily Beast, it said, and we quote, "If we remain strong, we will overcome, and we will meet again." This is the more than a touch of blitz spirit on the display, as the Queen directly referenced to World War II and the fortitude of the British people. She is 93, and this is the fourth time she's addressed the crowd, fourth time that has happened. So that's extraordinary that she would do such a thing. We have 5 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to close with this thought. 5 minutes left, and I want to talk to you for just a few more minutes. America will be back to normal soon, but it will all take on us to unite. We must take this as our finest hour to be communicating with each other, to make sure we do everything we can to care for one another during these most difficult period. And I think in the spirit of that, the American dream will live on, and we hope that it will continue to live on at this very important time. This is Youth Worldview USA. I'm Christopher Gagliardi, and I hope this closing music that we present today will be a musical tribute to the spirit of the first responders, the nurses, and to all those here and present. So take care. This is Youth Worldview USA. America, the dream goes on.
Country road on the wind, it comes to call, and it sings in the farms and the factory towns. And where you think there'd be no song at all? And the words are the words that our fathers said as they whistled down the years. And the name of the song is the name of the dream, and it's music to our ears. America, America, and the dream. The words that make us free, and the more we remember the way we began, the closer we get to the best we can be. Was there ever a time we forgot his words, all the struggles and the scars? If we leave to the children a sky full of hope and a flag that's filled with stars,
America, America. west of a country road, song we must recall. In the farms and the factory towns, and where you think there'd be no song at all. And the words are the words that our fathers heard as they whistled down the years. And the name of the song is the name of the dream that is music to our ears. America.
Changing the song the same. We'll see you next week.
From sea to sea. And as long as the music is strong and clear, we'll know that tomorrow will always be free.